We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome to the RotoWire Kits and Wagers show. I am Adam Zadroik, joined by Chris Owen. We're talking game week 23 this week. Chris, you are in the office of a hotel in Idaho. What's going on in this early Thursday morning for you?
Yeah, just out here on a ski trip, doing a little bit of skiing with some buddies, and you know, much like these players that are playing here in the Premier League, you know, you got to deal with, you know, they're dealing with injuries and COVID. You know, sometimes I'm out here, you know, in the middle of a hotel lobby trying to do a podcast. So that's just what we're doing. But we got to match their level. We got to make sure that we're showing up on game day with our best bets and doing our, you know, doing what we can here. So, you know. If I got to do it from a truck or, you know, a moving vehicle, I'll do that too, as long as I'm not driving it. But here we are, you know, ready to do another podcast. We did miss a couple best bets over the last week, but we also made a couple too. So look forward to maybe recapping those and then discussing, you know, a few pretty big matches here this week as we move through the month of January.
Yeah, so this is complete. So I think it was a few months ago, maybe a couple months ago, Chris was down in Mexico. So we had Chris down in Mexico, you know, enjoying the sun. And now we have him in Idaho, complete opposite area, you know, skiing on the slopes here. But first, this is kits. So it doesn't look like Chris has a kit here. He has a warm up top, maybe Liverpool warm up top, it looks like. I mean, he's got to stay warm. That's what it comes down to.
It's training tops and wagers for me today. Huge match. I mean, it's not the biggest match, but there's a League Cup match between Arsenal and Liverpool later this afternoon. And, you know, got my Liverpool training top here and, you know, I'll wear it out on the ski slopes, make sure that I'm supporting the squad. So I might have to pop in and be that annoying guy at the ski bar and be like, hey, do you guys get the League Cup here? And you know, try to watch a half of it.
It's on like ESPN Plus.
Can I log in through my phone and I'll try to maybe like, you know, smartwatch it or whatever. So like stream it from my phone to the bar TV that definitely doesn't have those capabilities. Yeah. So, you know, if I can't do that, I'll definitely at least check in and try to do a little score tracking here. But, the League Cup, take it or leave it for me. Would love to see them advance, but, you know, I won't be heartbroken if they lose.
Yeah, I wonder, last week it was that 0-0 first game without Salah and Mane, and now I guess Xhaka is suspended. We still don't know, like, who's actually playing for Arsenal because they had their match suspended over the weekend just because of lack of players. And we're not actually going to talk about the Arsenal game today just because we don't know who's actually going to be coming back. And I mean, we mentioned it last week. We talked about the North London Derby, which didn't end up happening. Like, Like Chaka was suspended, but then they also had Tomiyasu and Odegaard and all these other players who also had injury or COVID. And it was like, how can we bet on this team when we don't know who's playing? And so,
Before we move forward, Adam, it looks like you've got a pretty sharp kid on, and it kind of looks like Real Sociedad.
Sociedad got the La Liga. So this is they're in San Sebastian. So we went to one of their matches when I was in Spain for my honeymoon, and I actually got – so this is Alexander Isak jersey. He scored the match we went to, and so the whole stadium was just like singing his name. So it was pretty awesome experience. If you never heard of Isak, hope he might make his way to the Premier League. He's still pretty young, but he kind of made his name for himself with Sweden in the Euros this past summer. But he was one of the bigger players there, and then Sweden made a small run. I can't remember if they made it to the quarterfinals or semifinals or whatever, but.
Yeah, and I recall in the RotoWire auction league that we do for like Euros or the World Cup, they were great value. So I mean, Isak, they cashed out and brought some money back to whoever had them, and you know that's a sweet jersey. And Isak too, you know, on the radar for us. He's a friend of the pod. Hopefully, moving forward, we're supporters.
Friend of the pod. Yeah. So all right. So game week 23. Looking back at game week 22. So we had the whole thing there. I talked about the Burnley and Leicester over, and I ended up, you know, I put out my best bet on Twitter and I updated on YouTube. So I went to Newcastle money line, and I kind of wanted to do the under in the Chelsea Manchester City match, but I didn't want both our bets to be in the same game. So I was forced. I was forced to go to Newcastle money line, and they allowed a goal basically in the 80 something minute, and they drew 1-1 against Watford. And you know, it was just one of those things where whatever. And then Chris, what you took win or draw with Chelsea at Manchester City, and they got completely dominated. Like they didn't start Mason Mount, they didn't start Jorginho. Like they started him along Sarr in the back line. They already had Kepa, so it was like, what are they even going for right here? And it was just a tough overall match, but we're getting it back this week, I guess you could say.
Yeah. I mean, I said on our podcast last week that this was like a must win for Chelsea if they were going to try and stay in the race for the Premier League title. And I mean, look at, we're a week later, they have 3 points out of a possible 12 in their last four matches. It looks like, I mean, they're sitting a firm, you know, 12 points behind Manchester City. And so that was a huge match to lose. And, you know, I thought they were going to have a little bit more in them, but it didn't work out. And I, you know, double chance is a decent one. It was like plus 120, I want to say, or something like that. You know, we bounced back in the midweek here. We are, you know, thankfully you weren't going to have in one way, you didn't have to put publicly put a bet down on Burnley and Aaron Lennon. So we are, we did avoid that. And even if you miss your best bet, maybe it was like just a good thing to save a little face too. Anyways, we did hit on a couple of midweek best bets here. So that was a good way to bounce back.
Yeah. So if just started up this week, so if you only listen to our podcast and for some reason don't, you know, follow any of other coverage at rotowire.com, started up on Twitter. We're just doing some fun, you know, bets kind of thing. This week we did midweek. Prior for the weekend, we'll have, you know, a couple, two or three matches. But so Chris, we had three possible matches, and Chris, it went 3-0 on his games. And so, you know, coming off losses on his best bets, but he's actually 3 in a row if we're going by public bets here. And I just want to bring up the Leicester-Tottenham match, which lost me money in all kinds of ways. I lost money with bets. I lost money with the single-game parlay. I lost money with DFS. It was Tottenham scored in the 95th minute, so the 5th minute of stoppage time, and then the 7th minute of stoppage time to win 3-2 against Leicester. It was upsetting to watch. If you're a Tottenham fan, it was incredible to watch. And for Chris, it was, you know, just another win on his record here. But
yeah, try your best, forget the rest, Adam. You know, some weeks you're some weeks you're the lion, some weeks you're the goat, the sheep.
Something like that.
Don't quote me on that one, but but anyways, yeah, it was good. It's been fun, you know. Just you know, Adam asked me for my best bet for a particular game. I go take a little peek and see what's going on in there and shoot it. And you know, for whatever reason, had a little success this week. And you know, bigger, nice to get a bigger sample size too. So you know, usually we just do one bet for per week, and there we've had like 20 bets. You know. 20 or so bets in here. This gives us a little bit to kind of break down a specific game and a specific bet. So I've enjoyed doing it so far. I mean, the success obviously helps, but yeah, I was in a binder. I was in the jackpot there here at the end of that Leicester Tottenham game, because the bet would have hit. I had both teams to score no draw plus 150, and you know, it was 2-1, and then they came back and scored a 95th minute equalizer, which would have, you know, I wouldn't have cashed then. And then, you know, the 97th minute winner to make sure that bet in.
Incredible.
As Adam shakes his head, he had Leicester draw no bet. He would have been fine there in the plus 135. But that's the Premier League, and you know, nice. I'm sure we'll continue to do some of these midweek matches and some bets on those. So look for more of those. That's at RotoWire Soccer on Twitter. And then, you know, both Adam and I will be probably retweeting from our personal accounts here if you're watching on YouTube Live.
Yeah, at one point it was 2-1 Leicester, and I think all three of the bets that we had would have hit. And then
yeah,
it was, I think all three goals that Leicester allowed was just massive defensive mistakes. Like, if I don't know if you've seen the final goal for Bergwijn, like Tielemans passed it right to Højbjerg or whoever is in central midfield for Tottenham. Tielemans, he had the ball at midfield. He just passed it right to Tottenham. And then whoever had it just knocked it up to Bergwijn, and he just went past the defense, went past Schmeichel, and then put it in. It was just like, what? Like, Leicester were home too, so it was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what's even going on right now?
That finish was ridiculous too. You know, he like tapped it past Schmeichel and then like put everything in his body. It's like across the goal, because you know, Leicester had, I don't know who it was, like sitting in the goal. Yeah, they scored on that, so pretty crazy.
Yeah, so all right, that was technically still part of game week 22. So now we're going to game week 23. If you're watching on YouTube, let me put up that's the table. Let me put up the odds here. So we got the Friday match is Watford home against Norwich. We're not going to talk about that one. I think I like Watford to win there. In terms of Norwich are not going to have Tim Krul, so Angus Gunn is starting, so that's something to keep in mind. So that's kind of why I like Watford, and they looked well last week. They started three new players that they transferred in, and I think they're playing at home. They won the first meeting 3-1. I just think there's a better team to bet on than Norwich. But the game we're going to talk about, so it's Saturday, Manchester United home against Watford. So we have so if you pull it up here
against West Ham. We were just
okay.
Manchester United against West Ham.
Okay,
yeah. Well, Watford's got a back to back. You know, they're playing Friday and Saturday.
That's tough. That's what the Premier League does here. So, all right. So, so we have the sports betting page here on RotoWire.com. So the best odds actually. FanDuel minus 110 for Manchester United to win, and then you can also get West Ham to win at plus 300, and then the draw on that is plus 280. So I guess the main thing, so we're just talking about Manchester United. So they played Wednesday, and West Ham, they are coming off a loss against Leeds at home, but they are actually rested. So I think that's the main difference between these teams. As for Manchester United, like, they missed out. Luke Shaw had picked up a hamstring injury recently in training, so he's going to be out. So they're starting Telles and Dalot again at fullback. McTominay had a back issue in Yesterday's match, Cristiano Ronaldo is coming back from his issue, so he didn't go full 90 yesterday. They've been starting Alanga. As for West Ham, I think Suchek's going to be back, and otherwise they're pretty healthy outside of Benrahma, still away for African Cup of Nations. So with those things out of the way, do you believe in Manchester United here as this big a favorite? I know it's home, but they've been kind of off and on. They are getting wins, they are getting points, but I don't know if they've been super convincing, I'll say.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. This is another, you know, we talked about pretty big matches last weekend with that Man City Chelsea game. This is a big match in terms of the race for, you know, top four here, with West Ham sitting, I believe, at fourth. They just lost kind of that heartbreaker to Leeds last week. What is it, 3-2? Otherwise, been playing pretty well. I am, you know, as we talked about this earlier in the year, but teams playing at home, they're just a little bit safer bet. And to see Manchester United at -115. That gives me, you know, like that's a good enough number where I'm like, okay, they're playing at home. I think that that number is good enough for me to put a bet on. You know, you're still getting West Ham at +300, but I think I would go with Manchester United here. They have a little bit better firepower. I think they've looked better under Ralf Rangnick, even if some of the results haven't necessarily been that good. I think they can pull it off here, and I would lean on the -115 for Manchester United.
Yeah, I think only the odds are going to keep going up for Manchester United. Like, on the surface, it seems like, yeah, maybe they're figuring things out. Like, they scored a few goals against Brentford. They scored a couple against Aston Villa. You know, they still let that one slip away. But I still think I'm going to kind of side with West Ham. So, recent results here. I originally liked the over, but then I was looking at these results. So, three of the last four between them have been 1-0. Most recently is West Ham 1-0 in League Cup, and that match came like 3 days after they played in league play. So earlier this season, Manchester United won 2-1 at West Ham. That was in September, and, you know, the only reason they won it, like, Jesse Lingard scored a goal in like the 89th minute. So overall, I don't think there's a ton to separate from these teams, and I think I'm just going to kind of side with West Ham, maybe, you know, trying to get some, maybe not revenge, but just trying to get back to form. Like, they're coming off a loss. They have more rest. Manchester United, their depth isn't as good, I guess, just because of these injuries. So, like, Telles and Dalot, like, these guys are going to be playing full 90s within, what, 4 days of each other. And then that's not even including the prior weekend. So, like, these guys are playing a ton of minutes right now. And sure, they're home, but I think I kind of am leaning on West Ham here. Just, you can get them -105 for win or draw, so that's a double chance. So, you know, if it's a draw, then you're still winning that bet. And I think just overall, West Ham are solid enough that they can get points from this match. So I think that's a good method there. You know, if you can hear that, my dog is not appreciating the West Ham talk, but
he's on Man United this weekend. Yeah, she, I don't know.
Yeah, she's siding with Manchester United like yourself, but I guess I'm alone here in the West Ham, but otherwise I would say I'd take the over, but again, those recent results of lower scoring matches, I'm probably not going to look at the goal totals for that one. Do you have a preference in that?
Remind me again, what were the over under?
They are, let's see, that's a good question. So over 2.5 goals is -145, under 2.5 is +120. So the odds point to probably 3 goals in this match, but
yeah, no, I mean, odds not good enough to take the over 2.5. You'd have to go up to 3.5 and expect 4 goals, which is, I don't know. I mean, West Ham find themselves in games with a lot of goals, I feel. But I still, yeah. They put you in the jackpot there. I think I would try to go on the over, but I would have to find a 3.5 and expect 4 goals.
Yeah, so five of the last seven matches have had two goals or fewer between these teams. Like, I was originally on the over, but then I looked at those results. Yeah. It's like, well, maybe I don't want to do that. And like, yeah. So the fact that we're putting so much time, you know, questioning what we want to do with this means we probably shouldn't touch the over on this match. So that's a,
yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. That's a very good point.
All right. So looking at the next match here, we're talking, so it's probably the biggest match of the weekend. So we got Chelsea home against Tottenham. And you can get Chelsea at minus 150 to win. Tottenham are plus 450 to win. And the draw on that is plus 295. Overall, there's not, I don't think there's any real new injuries. The thing is, Chelsea played Tuesday and Tottenham just played Wednesday. So I guess the difference between the match we just talked about is both of these teams just played midweek. So there's not much of a difference outside of maybe being like Tottenham had their, they had to go, you know, all out for the entire way. So and they played Wednesday compared to Chelsea playing Tuesday. And they also have kind of a short bench because Son Heung-min is out. So I guess that's the thing to consider here. Chelsea, we said it last week, must win situation. And then they fell. They gave up a late goal. I guess it was an own goal to Brighton on Tuesday. So, you know, that, does it matter that we say that it's a must win for Chelsea? Like, that's what we said against Manchester City. Then they didn't really put their best team out there. How do we feel about, how much does Thomas Tuchel actually care about Premier League right now? Is he just giving it up and he just wants Champions League, or what do we think here?
Well, I'm going to back up a little bit here. One thing to mention too here is that this will be the third time that these two teams have played in under 20 days. They had, you know, they just finished up two legs in the EFL Cup. You know, Chelsea took that home aggregate 3-0. So like, these teams are familiar with each other. I'm going to lean on the fact that like, they've played each other, you know, so frequently over the last 3 weeks that, you know, for Chelsea to pull it off, like, I think there's just that familiarity for Tottenham that, like, you know, if you play a team this many times, you know, in a short span, like, you got to pull one out. So, I mean, maybe that logic is a little flawed, but I think just, you know, they've seen them enough, and are Chelsea, as you mentioned, playing lineups that don't necessarily have their best players, or are they're not putting their best forward? I'm coming off that big 3-2 win over Leicester, where it's like, okay, well, like, maybe I don't, Chelsea, they haven't won in four games. They've got 3 points out of their last 12. I think Tottenham can pull it off here in, you know, for, because they've played so many times, because Chelsea aren't playing their best starting 11s, and because, you know, they are coming off a pretty big result there in the midweek. So, I mean, despite a short week, I still think that I would, you know, consider Tottenham here a little bit more over Chelsea.
That's, I don't know. Tottenham at Chelsea. I guess the thing is, so Tottenham, they've taken, I don't know the exact record, but I think they've had nine league matches with Conte, and they've taken points in all of them. But then you look at, you know, the games against Chelsea, and so Chelsea won the first meeting 2-0, and then last week was the 1-0. So Tottenham were in a must-win situation, and more or less they had pretty much the same team they're going to be using in this match. They lost the second leg 1-0. Looking at the numbers here, they had 15 shots, one big chance. Chelsea got a goal like early in that match. And I don't know. I just can't get on Tottenham in this situation. Just given those results, and sure, they had the Bergwijn success, and maybe they're riding off that, but they were down 2-1. Like, they had, I think they ended that match with like four expected goals, but they had a lot of good chances in that match. And so they're probably sitting at three expected goals, but only one goal in that Leicester match. And like, I think that's, you know, the presence of Son, like his quality is different than like Harry Winks. Like that's who replaced him in the lineup yesterday. So I think just not having Son, maybe it's their time to get some points from Chelsea. But I mean, the only thing is that maybe Chelsea just aren't, they're just not feeling it right now in league play. But then, I mean, it's like, oh, they just won these cup matches. So I guess that reasoning doesn't make sense. So I'm going to Chelsea here. I think I'd look at to win in a shutout plus 165. It's probably the first route I'd look at, just because of Tottenham's attack and those recent matchups. Otherwise, I'd probably like that more than taking the under, because you know this is a match where maybe Chelsea goes for like 3-0 or something, or it turns into a 2-1 type game, that kind of thing. I prefer the shutout win though. Would you be looking at like Tottenham win or draw, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so over on rotowire.com, we got a pretty nifty feature. I always tend to use it just to give me a good background on how teams have been playing over the last couple of weeks. But you go to the EPL standings, and you can pull up season, or you can do the last six. And the last six matches, Tottenham are actually, besides Manchester City, who have won all six matches, Tottenham are in the second best form here. They've won four matches, drawn two, for a total of 14 points. Meanwhile, Chelsea, in their last six matches, they've won one match, they've drawn four, and they've lost one. So, you know, Tottenham doubling the points here, and they're in much better form. And I didn't know that stat that you mentioned about Tottenham taking points from each match since Antonio Conte has joined, which makes me feel stronger about my position regarding Tottenham potentially taking some points here during their visit to Stamford Bridge. That being said, you can go and grab double chance, which is Tottenham win or tie, and you can get plus odds at plus 130. So I think that I would go with that particular bet in this match, just given what I said about Chelsea's form, Tottenham riding high, and Antonio Conte just being able to take some points away from each match in the Premier League. So that's where I'm at with Tottenham plus 130 on the double chance bet.
Yeah, so it comes down to like how much you're putting into this recent form. Like Tottenham have the great form in league play, and Chelsea don't, but you know they just played each other and Chelsea won both times. But I do want to pull up. So we have the nine unbeaten matches with Conte, obviously not including the two losses in the cup play against Chelsea. But if we look at all these matches, the away matches for Tottenham. So they just had the away win, the comeback at Leicester. Before that, their last away match, they needed a 90th minute goal from Davinson Sanchez to win at Watford. Before that, it was 1-1 at Southampton, and Southampton were down to 10 men for 60 minutes of that match. And before that, their only other away league match under Conte, 0-0 at Everton, that was early November. And I believe Conte was there, even if he wasn't there. Like that was just their away performances. So it's not like they're playing, like the results are there, but it's not like, and like if you dive into them, it's not like, okay, yeah, they're just dominating opposition kind of thing. And that's kind of why I like Chelsea at home going against a non Sung Hongmin team. I just think it just in general, the general health of Chelsea, just having, you know, they're having the Lukaku issue, but I just think they're a better team. And it maybe doesn't make sense from the surface to take them in to win in a shutout, just because of, I don't know, team dynamic right now, but it makes sense in some way. I think that's just my best bet. I'll say, sorry, that's yeah. Not my best bet.
Yeah,
that's
I was gonna say for, that's my I bet. Saw, for I saw that something match. Else. Yeah, no, that's fair. I mean, but like, for me, half the Premier League, you know, the good teams are the teams that can grind out results, that can like snatch points, and so. You know, Tottenham not convincing, but, you know, the results are the results. And so I'm just going to go with them. But also, you know, noteworthy here for podcasts, you know, Adam and I often feel the same about games. Like we kind of, you know, a lot of the times we'll see the same bets and be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. But two matches here this week, I think we both have differing opinions on them. And so it'll be interesting to see, you know, when we recap next week, like how we did on them and what led us to our decisions here. But yeah, two different ideas, and you know, we'll see two different outcomes here, so it'll be interesting when we recap next week.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah, so best bet time. We already talked about what happened. So I'm going to go. Yeah, okay. I guess Newcastle. I just saw Newcastle and I was like, do I want to do another games? We were just talking about it earlier. But yes, I'm going Leeds to win. They're plus 100 at home. So Leeds, they're coming off that win at West Ham. And I think they're playing better than they were early in the season. They're not going to have Bamford, which is tough. And they're not going to have they might start some guy named Lewis Bate in the midfield. He's probably he might be some 18-year-old, but I guess that's the main issue because Adam Forshaw was injured last match and so was Junior Firpo. But if you look past that, they won at West Ham. Everyone else is pretty much healthy. Daniel James, Rafinha, Jack Harrison had the hat trick. Click, he's getting more time. He's playing better. But I think this is maybe the first time all season they've actually had a healthy back line. And I think that's what's going to be the difference here. So Stuart Dallas, Diego Llorente, Pascal Strike, Luke Ayling, Robin Koch. Like these guys, like five starting defenders, I don't think these guys have all been healthy at the same time once this season. Like we've seen Ayling miss a month. We've seen Llorente miss multiple months. We've seen Koch miss probably 3 months. Strike's been out the majority of the season. Now all these guys are healthy. They all played last week. They got another week of full training in. And then you throw that against Newcastle, who, you know, they're at home last week against Watford. And Watford got their last goal, but they didn't outplay Watford by any means. They had a lower expected goal total. That was at home against Watford. Now they're at Leeds. And sure, Chris Wood's in the team, but Chris Wood actually hasn't had that good of a season at Burnley. And St. Maximin will always cause problems, that kind of thing. But the results haven't been coming yet for Newcastle, and I think Leeds can get the win. They're a better team. They got their defense, and you can get them plus 100 to win. And I think that's good enough for me. So I know you weren't on my best bet last week. Are you on this one?
I support this best bet more so than I did the Aaron Lennon and Burnley bet last week. Yeah. So, you know, as you mentioned, Leeds are playing a little bit better. I mean, they've won their last two matches. Before that, they were struggling a little bit, but more or less, like, still scoring goals. I still like them at plus odds. Against Newcastle, why not go with them? So yeah, I like that as a best bet. That being said, it's interesting to you look at the lines this week. There's I don't know if any games have been postponed yet, but we have four teams that are favorites playing away this week, and that's Liverpool, Manchester City, two teams that are always pretty much favored, and then the other two teams are Wolves playing at Brentford. Wolves are plus 155 on the road. And then the fourth team that I haven't mentioned is Aston Villa. Aston Villa are plus 165. They're going to be playing at Everton. And Everton side, who have been just, particularly poor this year. They find themselves 16th in the table, 6 points above the relegation zone. They just sacked Rafa Benitez which was a interesting move. I mean, they weren't getting results. This is a guy they brought in the summer. And so it'll be interesting. But my best bet here is Aston Villa playing away. A little bit risky, but I like the odds at plus 165 for them to win. And then if you – I was, you know, as I was playing around here on the DraftKings platform, there is a similar bet that's it's Aston Villa minus a half goal, which is plus 160. So another lesson in, you know, when you're looking at some of these bets, go on the platform, peek around to see if there's the same bet elsewhere and see if you can get better odds. So I was like, well, if I can get a half goal, that might be good enough. But Aston Villa to actually win is plus 165. So, you know, if you're making a $100 bet, that's an extra $5. But yeah, so I just feel strongly that Aston Villa, they have just better quality despite Everton being a little bit more healthy and playing at home. Aston Villa, you know, Lucas Digne is going to start for at left back in short order here after just putting on a blue kit recently. So overall, Aston Villa better quality. I think that they are finally like pretty healthy, only missing a couple guys here, and I think they pull it off away at Everton.
Yeah, so we have a few things here, and so you mentioned Digne. So this is, I guess, this is a revenge match, which I wasn't really going to mention.
Revenge narrative.
If, like, this is, I don't know, he's been with the team less than 2 weeks. Like, this is immediate revenge game here for Digne, who basically stopped wanting to play for Everton a month ago. And that said, Rafa Benitez isn't on the team anymore. So maybe that lessens the revenge factor. But then we also have the new manager boost. So we got that to deal with. And then we have, I think we have inflated odds here for Everton plus 165 to win away from home, because just in general, people are looking at, okay, Everton just lost to Norwich, so they're not very good. So you have that as well plugging in here. And then you got Villa, they get John McGinn back from their last match. And I believe Allen is going to be back for Everton. He missed the Norwich match. He's a major factor there in their midfield. So we got a lot of things here to look at. And I was going to write about Villa for my article, rotowire.com, and it should be up later today. But then I just looked at all the things I mentioned. I probably want better odds than plus 165 to win. And you got the new manager. You don't know what to expect for Everton. You got all those things. So I'm kind of staying off this personally. But I do like Villa. I said on the last podcast, I'm probably going to be taking them after the international break, as long as the odds are good. I think they're gonna put on a run here. They're gonna be back in form. Hopefully, Leon Bailey will be back after the international break. So they're one team I'm looking at going forward, but maybe not in this match. So I think it will be an interesting game. It's just earlier in the season we had a do not bet list, and Everton and Aston Villa were both on it. So that's kind of where I'm at, and that's where I'm at with that match. I'm two of my do not bet teams. Personally, I probably won't be on it, but I do like Villa overall as a team.
Solid. Well, we've differed a lot on this podcast, and we'll find out the results here, and then as we move forward, we'll be putting out some of those best bets, other best bets on other matches over at RotoWire Soccer on Twitter. So keep an eye out for those. And yeah, overall, hopefully, we both come back with some positive results here before we recap for the following week.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'll probably put a tweet out tomorrow for the Watford Norwich match. That's a standalone Friday game. But that's all we got for Gaming 23. Chris has to, I guess he has to wake up a little more, get some coffee in him. He's gonna hit up the slopes. Hopefully, there's some fresh pow out there. He has to have his coffee. So he's got some more skiing ahead of him. He's still on his birthday week. So it's he's joined us here for game week 23. And
I got a hot date here with a big coffee.
There you go, Chris. But thanks for joining me. You can find me on Twitter, Roto is Adroit. Chris is at CHROwen28, I believe.
Crowin8. It's my first three letters, last name. So yeah,
there you go. He's got it. But anyways, thanks for listening. Make sure to like and subscribe on YouTube or podcast form. And maybe we'll do a show, a future show. We haven't done one of those in a while next week. And then, well, it's an international break. So we'll see everyone in the future. But good luck. Game week 23. Thank you, Chris.